This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season. Step boldly into it. His divine grace is sufficient and His Spirit is leading you.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Come on out, give God some praise. Come on out, give the Lord some praise. He's worthy. Hallelujah, He's worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's so worthy, He's so worthy, yes He is. He's so worthy, yes He is. He's so worthy, He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Father, less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful. Father, as we worship you today, Father, you said those that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we just humble ourselves up under your mighty hand. And we declare and decree that the devil is a liar. High glory. Woo! We are more than conquerors. We are more than overcomers. Father, we are healthy. We are wealthy. We are strong and mighty. Woo! Father, we are. High glory. We are the sons of God. And Father, we declare and decree that this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Woo! Father, I thank you, Lord God, that today, you're going to heal, save, move, and deliver into the lives of your sons. Now listen, when I say sons or sons of God, ladies, remember, it has nothing to do with gender. It has everything to do with your covenant, birthright, relationship, connection with Jehovah, with Elohim, with the Lord God. Now, see? Okay, y'all gonna make me go here. Go to Galatians chapter 4, so that way I can make sure. Now listen, if I tell you something, it's gonna be according to the word. Listen, get your Bible. High glory. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning will not be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Okay, so I got to get that out the way. Why? Because my opinion can do you no good, okay? My opinion would only be based on carnal, earthly, emotional facts, but facts can change. The Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, the truth is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay, this is how we know that the word of God is truth. Okay, and let's go here. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. We'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, I made a statement where I said that, you know, it doesn't, listen, being a son of God has nothing to do with gender, okay? Go to Galatians chapter 4, okay? I want you to get this. And share the broadcast, please. Share the broadcast with the peoples today. Come on now. I want you to get this, okay? Galatians chapter 4. Now listen, I want you to get the understanding. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all of your getting, get understanding. Ha, glory, hikesha. Woo, my God, where are my prophets? Where are my apostles at today? Where are my pastors and teachers and evangelists? Ha, glory, hikesha. Woo, my God, the fivefold should be supporting the fivefold. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, we going to make, oh, we going to, listen, I'm not here. Glory, I'm not here to cause offense. I'm here to bring understanding, okay? With all you're getting, get understanding. Now, you are sons of God, okay? Listen, God at creation did not create you as a servant. You are not a servant of God. You are a son of God, okay? And I'm going to prove it to you so that way we can get to this word, okay? So that way you can have the understanding that 2025 is the season you're anointed with God's divine grace. You must get the understanding that you're a son. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And power is passed down to sons. Oh, my God. Oh, well, see. Okay, let's go here. Okay. Woo, we gonna mess up. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, I'm glad today is today. I get to be on just a few minutes longer today because today is my weekend. It starts my weekend, okay? So it says Galatians chapter 4, look at verse 1. And when you get there, someone type, it is so, okay? Galatians chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Okay, so here's the understanding that only the heir is Lord of all. Only the heir of the master or the father has the birthright connection, has the covenant connection of being Lord of all. See, and this is with the, and this connects with the power of all. Come on now. Oh my God, that we, oh my God, we activated that during the Feast of Pentecost last year, that the power of all, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place, okay? So this is why, God glory, anything that tries to bring division is not of God, okay? His shot. Though he be Lord of all, but he is under tutors and governors until the time appointed. This phrase, time appointed, is, oh, glory, hikesha, is the phrase set time, or is the moadim, okay, which means appointed time of who? The Father. I want you to underline that. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God, Elohim, Jehovah, Ha-Glory, Yahweh, sent forth his Son, capital S, Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Okay? And because you are sons, now he didn't say you trying to become a son. He says, because you are sons, God sent forth the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of who? His Son. Woo! Where? Into your hearts. Crying, Abba, Father. Now listen, the word Abba in the Greek means daddy. Come on. Crying, daddy, daddy. Father, Father. Wherefore you are no more a servant. Now, this is Paul. He's saying, look, stop calling yourself servants. I didn't create slaves. I created divine offsprings. Oh, my God. You are no longer a servant, but a son. If a son, then an heir. Now, this heir goes back to verse 1. The heir is Lord of all, of God through Christ. Howbeit, you are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then you are an heir of God through Christ. Now, see, I know what you're saying. Let's prove it even more. Go to Psalms 82. Come on, I'm trying to get you here because today is going to be a very powerful, significant day in your life. If you just say, I receive it. Come on now. Just say, I'm a son. I receive it. Come on, type it right now. I'm a son. I receive it. Come on. Psalm 82, verse 6. I have said, past tense, you are God's. Little g right here. Little g's. Elohim's. And all of you are what? Children of who? The Most High. The Most High, that word for the Most High is El Elyon, which means the Most High God. He's the one that at creation said, and let them have dominion. You ain't gonna mess it up. Why? Because you are sons. God, Elohim, the Father, the Creator, can only share wealth and power and dominion with his divine offspring. Oh, my God. Let us create Adam, mankind. How? In our image and after our likeness. And let them, I allow them to share and let them have dominion, ruling authority. Come on now, someone type, I'm a son. Ooh, and you better get this because this is going to affect your day. Come on now, you are in the season. This is the season you are anointed with God's divine grace. Come on now, you better get this, high glory. The grace, he can only share his divine grace with sons. Come on, somebody. Everybody didn't get this divine grace. When you read 1 Samuel, come on now. And we're going to bring this home here in just a second. But listen, today, we're the 38th day of the year, February 7th, 2025. Okay, the number 38, okay, carries spiritual significance representing transition, healing, deliverance, and stepping into a new season of grace and anointing. Woo! The first point, it's a time and season. It's a time of waiting is come to an end. Okay? This connects to John chapter 5, where Jesus healed the man paralyzed for 38 years at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus healed him, marking a supernatural shift from bondage to freedom, from stagnation to movement. The prophetic connection in 2025, the 38th day represents a time when long seasons of struggle and waiting have come to an end. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, you better get this right now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Ooh, oh, my God, somebody better give God a praise. Come on now, take 30 seconds and give God a praise right now. Ooh, my God, my God, my God. Ooh, you better get this. The devil don't want you to get this. Woo! Listen. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Now, somebody give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Are you getting this right now? He says, okay. Oh, my God. The prophetic meaning of the number 38, okay? Because we're in the 38th day, okay? It says, breaking free from long-term delays, okay? The man at the pool of Bethesda waited 38 years for his healing, just as Israel wandered for 38 years. Prophetic insight. This day represents the breaking of delays and long-standing cycles. 2025 is the year where you step into God's divine grace and walk in your anointing. It's a call to rise and walk in the anointing. Jesus told the man, get up, pick up your mat and walk. Woo! The prophetic insight. God is commanding his anointed ones to rise up, leave behind old limitations, and move forward into your destiny. You're in a divine movement and a new season. Come on now, where are my people at? Woo, my God, my God, my God. I'm trying to get this to somebody today. Woo, it seems like you've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And God says, waiting is over. The time of waiting is over. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Our glory. Our glory. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Our glory. Listen. It's a divine movement and a new season. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3. You have circled this mountain long enough. Now turn north. The prophetic insight of February 7th signifies the end of cycles and the beginning of a season where God is directing his anointed ones to step into new levels of grace, influence, and purpose. Oh, come on, somebody. Where are my people today? Oh, my God. 2025 represents a year of grace and anointing. The number 5 symbolizes grace. Okay. It's a time of supernatural healing and restoration. Just as the man that was healed at Bethesda after 38 years. This is a day where God is bringing supernatural healing to those stepping into their anointed season, to those that will pull themselves into the water. Whoa, that will drag. So you might have to pull and drag and, bro, my God, it's a season of acceleration. After Israel wandered for 38 years, they finally moved into their divine assignment. Okay, the 38th day is a prophetic marker for sudden breakthroughs, more than one. Sudden breakthroughs where delays are broken and those anointed with God's grace move forward swiftly. Woo, my God, my God. And the prophetic insight is that this is a reminder that God hears prayers and extends grace, healing, and new seasons of life. Isaiah 38:5. Go tell Hezekiah, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayers, I have seen your tears, and I will add 15 years to your life. The cry of Hezekiah, the waiting and the longing, when he turned his face, woo, to cry out to God. God heard it because it was a time that the delays were over. This is a time of divine release. This is the prophetic word for this day. Get this. Listen, this will be a time of divine release. Today will be a time of divine release. The delays that have held you back are being broken, and my anointing is calling you forward. Rise up, take your place, and walk in the grace I have given you. No longer will you remain stuck, for I am shifting you into a new season. What seemed impossible will become possible and easy. And where there was waiting, there will now be movement. My favor is upon you. This is the season of my divine grace. Our glory. Woo, somebody give God praise and type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on now. Are you getting something this morning? I want you to get this. Get this. High glory. Hebroko Eshe Taraba. Woo, my God, my God, my God. High glory. Listen, listen, listen. It's your time. It's your season. God is saying today, I'm breaking you through. Breaking. God is going to command blessings on your life. High glory. Let me see, there's a difference when God commands a blessing on your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, I'm going to read this and then we're going to get ready to sow our seed. Why? Because once you hear the word, once you hear the prophetic release, once you hear the release of the word and you sow seed, the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Okay, he said, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. Here's the key, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Here it is. Verse 7 and 8. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise against you to be destroyed and smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way. They shall flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing. Here it is. Woo, my God. This phrase, shall command. Okay, the Lord shall command. Give charge to. Give command to appoint. To commission. To appoint, ordain a divine act. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that you set your hand to do. And he shall bless you in the land which the Lord thy God has given thee. When God destroys the delays and commands the blessing and he anoints you, it's because you have now been given the dominion and the authority for the territory. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Listen. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Listen, you must sow your seed. Get your seed ready. Get your 2025 seed ready. Oh, my God. Oh, this is it. 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 Here we go. Here we go. Here's how you get it, by sowing seed. After you hear the word, you sow seed into the word. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, my God, you better get this AK shot. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Listen, listen, listen. When you sow seed into the word that you've heard, you activate that word in your life. High glory. You can use the PayPal. You can use the Zelle through the ministry. High glory. But today I want you to sow it for those that can as a teruma. The Bible says this, Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all first fruits of all things of every teruma or oblation of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. And you shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. When you give it into the hand of the priest by using my Cash App, $2PROPHET MD Bryant, or my Zelle, or my PayPal, right there on the right-hand side of the screen, now you activate the mouth of the prophet being spoken over your life. And God honors the mouth of the priest and prophet that speaks. Father, I thank you. As they sow the 2025 or the 225 or the 2025, or Father, all their best seed today. Father, you said you love a cheerful giver. Father, you said give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed out, shaken together and running over. Father, you said, prove me now and see if I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Father, as they sow seed, I'm speaking the blessing of the Lord. I speak that you command the blessing in their storehouses and in their hands, and bless the land and their territory, and give them the dominion and the authority to take the land in Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss Sunday morning for the hour of power. Listen, we're going into deeper the anointed divine grace over your life, okay? 2025, the season you anointed with God's divine grace. Don't miss it. Be blessed.